The 20th Sunday after Pentecost, the epistle is taken from the first from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brethren, see to it that you walk with care, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not become foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, for in that is debauchery. But be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. Be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Please stand for the gospel. At that time, there was a certain royal official whose son was lying sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come from Judea into Galilee, he went to him and besought him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Jesus therefore said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you do not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go thy way, thy son lives." And the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and departed. Even as he was going, as he was now going down, his servants met him and brought word saying that his son lived. And he asked them, therefore, the hour in which he had gotten better. And they told him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him." The father knew then that it was at that very hour in which Jesus had said to him, "Thy son lives." He therefore believed and his whole household. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. In today's epistle, St. Paul warns us. He says, make the most of your time, because the days are evil. Now, what he's referring to is not just specifically at the time of the Roman Empire, in which there was the pagan culture. He's referring to, in general, this world. The days are evil. Make the most of your time. What do we do with the time that is given to us? A person is given 60, 80 years at best, maybe 100 years. What do we make of that time? While we live in this world, is the time to do good, to resist the things of the world. He gives us additional warnings. He says, do not be drunk with wine, for that is debauchery. Luxuria is the Latin, which is, we can see the word luxury from that. Now, luxury isn't a sin, but that indulgence in it is, to live a life of luxury all the time. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your hearts to who? The Lord. You know, we have this thing sometimes in our society. We talk about the culture wars. The culture wars. We used to have a Christian culture, Judeo-Christian culture, and now we have something else. And they talk about the culture wars, the struggle between these two cultures, this secular, modern culture versus the traditional Judeo-Christian culture. But that very word culture, what does it mean? Where does it come from? Culture comes from the word cult. And although cult today has a connotation, a negative connotation, for those strange groups that, have their little swami, that's not the real meaning of the word cult. Cult means worship. And so the culture is what the people, or how the people, worship. And when we really think about that, then we ask the question, and again, these culture wars are really about what? About what our society worships. This is why the days are evil. Because in this world, the culture, there's always a struggle. Now, we have to be wary of this. St. Paul gives a little warning, and it can be amplified here for us. What does our society worship? Let's just look around. What is the popular music? It is mostly, I haven't really listened to music much in 20 years since I entered the seminary, but it was pretty bad when I entered the seminary, and I'm sure it hasn't gotten much better. What is our society worshiping? And just listen to the lyrics or look at the videos and we can see that it is not Christ. Often. You know, there might be a few good songs here or there, popular songs. I'm not going to say all popular songs are bad. But our society itself isn't focused on Christ. The movies, the same thing. What are they teaching us? What are their values? It's not Christ. It's not Christ. We talk about how everybody has rights. This group has rights. That group has rights. Father, I have rights. What about God's rights? God has rights too. And they overshadow us all. God has a right to be worshipped properly and fittingly. God has a right that His rules and laws be followed. Is our culture embracing that? No. No, this is the warning for us. The days are evil. While we live in this world, do not deceive yourselves. The world will draw us away from the proper worship of God. It says, make the most of your time. Now is the time of grace. You can think of, as we live in this world, we get graces to help us to be holy. To draw us closer to God, draw us closer to Christ. And then once we die, once we pass from this world, the time of grace ends. And the state of our soul is where we go. If we're in sanctifying grace, we ultimately go to heaven. There might be a little detour there in purgatory. Or not, we go to hell. But then our place in heaven is based upon how holy we are. How much sanctifying grace we've received. How much our heart is fixed on Christ. You know, St. Paul gives us, you know, he talks about speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. I'm always disappointed when, you know, the kids don't know. It seems like all they know is the popular music we don't know our spiritual songs. The songs, just Catholic hymns, or even here at St. Anne Church, you know, the Latin hymns. We don't know them. This is what we should be singing in our hearts. What do you listen to when you're in your car? This is a good question. Popular music, secular music, or tuning in to, there are some Catholic radio stations here in town, or even classical music, or listening to other things, maybe spiritual music, or listening to, scripture talks. What are we doing? Are we embracing the culture? Or are we recognizing that that's a bad influence? What are we doing in our leisure time? On the internet, what kind of sites are we going to? What are we looking at? Now, I'm not proposing, you know, they call it the Benedict option or the Benedictine option, where you have to flee society and go and live in a Catholic enclave out in the woods or out by the monastery. Even though some people can do that, and that is good. I'm not saying that that is what we should do. To flee society completely, but we need to recognize the culture is worshiping something other than God, and that we should not embrace that culture. This is what St. Paul is talking about. And so, let us then heed that warning. Let us recognize that. The days are evil. This world and the things in this world are going to pass. And that our time in this world is short. And that we have to make the best of those days. To fix our lives on Christ. To surround ourselves with holy things. And to flee the culture, the false worship that is in this world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.